Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. With me, as always, my co-host, Donnie Hoover. There's a wrestling ring behind you, Donnie.
Yes, sir. It's probably going to be more the norm for these podcasts. I know everybody likes my normal background with Jason and the Pennywise and all that stuff. But, you know, I said now with this new venture we're on, we're going to be here a little bit more often, it looks like.
Well, me, I'm down in the Bahamas. So.
Yeah, there you go. I'd rather be there.
I wish I was, too. Well, on this episode of Wrestle Horror, we're going to give you some updates on the Now Training Center. And we're going to talk a little bit about some training with WrestleFit and stamina that goes along with the training. So, Donnie, what are the latest updates on the Now Training Center?
Yeah, you know, as we elaborated on a little bit last week, you know, we had talked about opening up a place to put our ring up, because with our Wrestling With Your Character program for the Haunt Actors and stuff, we've been wanting to do an online course and do some video training. So, you know, and this opportunity just kind of fell in our lap, as we mentioned. So, you know, we've kind of had to slow things down, and that's, you know, the reason why we haven't had guests on and stuff like that. I know our listeners like the guests and all that a lot, but we've had to slow down a little bit and refocus our time to get this training center up and going. And once we get it up and going, and, you know, then we, and everything's smooth, you know, running smooth, then we'll be able to get back to what we're doing with the WrestleFit and the Wrestling With Your Character and all that. So as the training center, you know, we'd mentioned to talk about it last week. Right now you see I'm sitting ringside, basically. You know, we're in an area where the lights just went out. Okay. Go move around, trip the lights. There it goes. We ain't even going to edit this. We're going to leave it in there. But yeah, our lights here in the training center are on a movement timer. So apparently we haven't moved enough in the last few minutes. So we just went dark for a minute, but all right, I'm back. So that was our haunt. So that was our scary section for the moment.
With the hurricane there, that shouldn't be a problem, I would think.
Yeah, well, we got her. We told her she had to like calm down and not move so much, because she'd be noisy. She's like, I can't be in the ring. I was like, no. I was like, so anyway, back to what we were saying. Yeah, like I said, you know, we're here at the training center. We got it all set up, got it all ready to go. And we've come up with a unique idea about the WrestleFit program that we'd mentioned. And then it just, you know, came to our attention, you know, me and Mark and Terry and everybody, that, you know, the space that what we want to do is, you know, the space we're in now just isn't big enough. And, you know, you were down last week and you're filming with us, and we were going through some of the training stuff for WrestleFit, and it was kind of a tight squeeze, you know. And then, so what we've decided to do is, you know, we haven't even technically had our official grand opening type thing yet, and we're already upgrading our space and moving locations. So it's in the same area. We're just going across the parking lot to a different unit, but it's going to be about 2.5 times the size. So, you know, I could probably fit 2.5 18-foot rings in there if I wanted, but we're just going to put the one in for now, and that'll give us plenty of room, you know, for other stuff for our fitness programs, you know, to do on the floor and all that. So we're excited about that, and we're just waiting for the keys and the green light to move our stuff over, and then we'll be moving over to the new space, and it'll be bigger, and the ceilings will be higher, and so people will be able to get up on the top rope and do whatever they want to do if they want. You'll probably never see me up there, but that's beside the point. And I mean, that's what we're kind of doing with the training center now. We're all set up and ready to go, but now we're moving we're moving locations already. So we got to tear it all right back down and move it over and put it all right back up. But it's a good move. So we're excited for it.
You know, I got to admit, when I showed up finally last weekend, by the way, it's hard to find if you don't know where it is, but we're working on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys, like I said, it's a brand new building. They just recently built the buildings. It doesn't even have gutters, and they don't even have the water running yet. They got to wait for the inspection to get the water turned on. So, I mean, it's a brand new facility, and it's not on Google Maps. If you go to the Google Maps and type in the address and do the geographical view, all you'll see is like a dirt field. So you won't even see the building there yet. So yeah, the first time here, it's kind of hard to find, but once you get here the first time, it's not so bad.
Very true. And, you know, when I finally showed up there and you opened the door and let me into the training center, I'm like, there's no room here, Donnie.
Right.
It's all ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've got the ring, and we got maybe about 6 to 8 feet, maybe 8 to 10 feet of space. And that's about it, you know. And like I said, it's good enough to start if we wanted to stay here and start. But yeah, like I said, I knew we needed more space eventually. And Mark, you know, the Golden Idol has partnered with me on this, and he's, you know, helped find the location. And he decided as well as me and Terry that we needed a bigger spot. So that's what we're doing. You know, we got stuff we want to do. We got plans on the table, and we want to get what we need to get it going.
Well, we definitely had a good time there last weekend shooting videos. And, you know, I know Peachy kept trying to get me into the ring. It's like, uh-uh.
Hey, I tried to get the Golden Idol in the ring, too. I wanted to kick his ass, but he wouldn't get in here. Which he probably would have kicked my ass. I mean, I can't hardly move anymore either.
But, you know, in that short amount of time that we did videotaping and some of the different types of exercises that you may encounter in the WrestleFit program, Onyx really kicked you guys' butts in just a short period of time.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He, like I said, we were here Saturday filming some program. We're putting this WrestleFit program together, and yeah, you could feel it. It definitely works. And then we came back Monday night and did some more filming, and had another different group of people, all different types of people and body types and all that. And yeah, they were in. Peachy did that one again. I got out of that one, and I volunteered to film. But yeah, Peachy emailed or texted me and Onyx the next day, and he was like, man, well, he's like, well, even though we didn't do a whole lot, he said, I sure felt that. He's like, I'm sore as heck now. So I mean, it's a great program. It works. It's a lot of fun. Like I said, the people that we had are not in the wrestling business. They were just, you know, everyday people off the street, and they had a blast getting in and out of the ring, doing exercises in the ring, doing exercises on the floor. You know, we had the medicine balls, the kettlebells, and we, like I said, we have videos. We'll eventually be putting those videos out on social media for everybody to see. And, but yeah, it's definitely a new concept. It's a neat program. And we're going to have 4 different phases, it's going to be like the beginner phase is the first 6-week program. And then you move up to what we're calling the mid-carder program, and then, you know, main event program, and then ringmaster program. So there's going to be 4, and each 6-week program is going to get more harder and more difficult. And, you know, and it's still going to be solely based on, you know, wrestling cardio and wrestling warm-ups, stretching and all that. But as more advanced as you go, we are going to add in like running some ropes, maybe, you know, climbing up and down the turnbuckles, you know, in and out of the rings, you know, up and overs, whatever. So it's going to be really challenging and a lot of fun. And it's, you know, it's not made for wrestlers per se. It's made for everybody, you know, everyday Joe. Even if you don't want to be a pro wrestler, but you want to get in the ring and play around and get a little exercise, it's perfect for you, you know. And like I said, we had older people, we had younger people, we had heavy set people, we had skinny people, we had fit people, you know, all different types of people in the ring doing this, and they all enjoyed it. So I'm pretty excited for what's coming down the road. Like I said, it's a new concept, so we're building it as we go.
Well, definitely. I mean, we've said it before, it's a really exciting concept. And I just wanted everybody to know that just because it's the WrestleFit training program doesn't mean you're going to get body slammed or suplexed or
right.
Anything like that. We'll leave that to the pros.
Yep. Yeah, there's not a lot of big wrestling moves or any moves at all. It's going to be taught in these. It's all, you know, cardio. It's all exercise, you know, routines. You know, it's like I said, you'll be sore. I guarantee that. But, you know, you're not going to get a chair shot to the head and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's not like that. Like I said, you don't have to want to be a pro wrestler to do this. You know, it's for anybody.
Well, now they got to be careful, because I could be standing off camera with that folding chair just waiting for a head to pop through the ring ropes.
All right. There you go. You never know.
So with this concept and everything, I'm enamored by it, and I wish I lived closer so I could do it regularly. But, you know, this ties into some of our wrestling with your whole character concepts.
Uh-huh.
And the main thing is the stamina and the physical abuse that you're going to, you might not be abused in a way of a body slam or a chair shot, but you're going to feel it. You're going to be sore. And you're going to have to build up your stamina in order to do this program.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. And like I said, that's one good thing. And yeah, to be honest, you know, me and you haven't really told a lot of people about this, but you know, one of the main reasons why I was looking for a building, looking for a spot to put my ring up, is because we had told people about the Wrestle Horror concept and how we're going to be creating our course, the Wrestling with Your Character course. And, you know, some of that is going to involve, you know, doing wrestling moves. And, you know, you can't really do a lot of wrestling moves unless you got a ring to, you know, to show them off in and train them in. So, you know, the ring is in the training center isn't just for wrestling. It's also got the Wrestle Horror, you know, group in mind as well. So now we can do our recordings. We can do our online training, you know, make our online course where we're showing people in the ring how to do certain things. And so, you know, even though it seems like it's a different venture, it all ties together. You know, we're not just doing this for fun. You know, there's a method to the madness. And so, yeah, that's why, you know, Jim came down last week. We did some filming. And, you know, it looks like with the lighting and stuff we got in here, it looks like it's going to be lit pretty well. So, this fitness stuff in the ring is not only for wrestling. You know, this is going to be for honors, too. You know, I'm going to have me some haunt people in here. So you might see, you know, some scary horror characters in the wrestling ring. You know, who knows? It ain't going to be just wrestling and stuff. So, you know, the concept with the cardio and all that, you know, how we said the wrestling with your character, the stamina and physical abuse. And it's one and the same with wrestling. You know, both wrestlers and haunters take beatings. Both wrestlers and haunters need a lot of stamina. They need to be fit if they're going to last, you know, for the long haul, all night of haunting and scaring people. And, you know, so we're just going to elaborate on that a little more. We talked a little bit about it in the workshop, but I just want to get Jim in here and talk about this a little more and, you know, how we can incorporate our Wrestle Horror concept with the stamina and physical abuse part into our Wrestle Fit program, because I think the Wrestle Fit program, because we are going to eventually create an online version of the Wrestle Fit program too, you know, because like I said, we only got one ring and so many hours in a day we can, you know, do this for people in person. So we're also going to do some online training as well. So I think, you know, the Wrestle Fit program works perfectly with our Wrestling with Your Character concept and the Wrestle Horror concept.
Absolutely. It certainly does, Donnie. And, you know, the WrestleFit and wrestling with your character concepts are going to be, there's a lot, going to be a lot of similarities with the stamina, but there's going to be a lot of differences too. Like Donnie said earlier, those of you that are interested in the wrestling with your horror concept, there is going to be wrestling moves incorporated in order to make the realism come to life. So right. To speak, you know, there's going to be punches, there's going to be throws. You're going to learn how to do those things. But one thing I wanted to mention is, you know, all this stamina that both industries need. If you look in the wrestling industry, the average match is 15 minutes. A lot goes on in that 15 minutes and they burn a lot of gas.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing with the haunters is a lot goes on in haunting, but you're not just doing 15 minutes.
Right.
You could be doing 6 to 8 hours.
Yep.
Granted, you might have slight breaks in between groups and stuff like that, but your stamina has got to be up to pro wrestling level or even better if you're going to scare people consistently over the night, over a night of haunting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you've got to take all these things in consideration. And that's why we'd like, you know, especially, you know, the training center is in Central Ohio. It's in the Columbus area. And, you know, there are quite a few haunts in that area. And we're welcoming these haunters. If they want to learn more about how to Haunt with Wrestling Moves Incorporated, you know, this is going to be the place to do it. Aside from the online courses, we may have a live course down the road once we get going.
Yep.
We can take you into the ring and we can let Donnie beat you up, or even better, we let Onyx beat him up.
I'll put Onyx on him. Get their money's worth, you know.
So there's a lot of exciting things going on, and you know, Donnie likes to burn the candle at both ends. Consistently. I mean, he's always he's got his finger in about 20 different pots right now.
Right.
Between training and courses and their training center, there's a lot going on.
New Ohio Wrestling. Things are starting to slowly open up.
Yeah, that's going to be a consideration here in the future too. Is mm-hmm. Now hopefully sometime before the end of the year we can do a show. I mean,
we're looking forward to it. We're starting to keep our ear open for scenarios and ways we can get one in. We want to definitely do at least one this year.
Yeah, that would be nice. I miss it. You know, I mean, I miss the talent and getting up in the ring and announcing and just watching the show. I love watching the show. Sometimes I have to snap myself out of it because I have to announce the winner and I kind of momentarily forget.
Yep, kind of get into the matches. That's the whole point of it. I do the same thing. You know, I'm supposed to be running the whole thing, and I'll catch myself just staring at the match, getting into it. I'm like, oh, crap, I got to get this done. I'm with you.
See, even people that are in the business mark out a little bit. So.
Oh, yeah. If you wasn't a fan and a mark of the business, you wouldn't be in it.
That's right.
That's why I say when people call me a mark or anything like that, it's a compliment in my eyes. I don't see nothing insulting about it. Like, yeah, if you're a mark, then if you wasn't a mark, you wouldn't be in the wrestling business. Right.
Definitely. So what else can we talk about, Donnie? I mean, we've talked about WrestleFit.
Yeah. And... I mean, I just want to elaborate more on this stamina and physical abuse if we could. And, talk to the, you know, just like kind of focus on the haunters about this a little bit. And, you know, because, yeah, like I said, you know, the bumps, the bruises, scrapes, cuts, all that stuff, you know, concussion, broken bones, which I've had them, you know, and I'm sure, you know, haunters are the same way, you know. Like I said, me and Terry, my wife, on one episode, you know, one group of people, a guy punched her in the chest, you know, she came out of the corner and got him real good, and he punched her in the chest, you know, it's part of haunting. It's, you know, you can't do nothing about it. And, right. But, you know, another thing. You know, like I said, you know, when I first started, I was, you know, like, this is going to be a piece of cake. You know, I was like, I'll get in here and scare the crap out of these people and it's going to be easy. You know, an hour later, I was like blowed up. I was huffing, sweating, and I was like trying to get a break to catch my breath. That's why wrestling and haunting ties in so well together. Cause you know, like I always say, there's cardio and then there's wrestling cardio, and wrestling cardio is a whole different animal. People don't realize that. And wrestling cardio is a perfect fit for haunters. You know, it builds up their stamina, you know, it builds up their wind, you know, they can go longer, they can keep their energy longer and stuff like that. So, you know, it would help a haunter to where they wouldn't have to take so many breaks or so many rests. And then, like you said, you know, like in between groups, they catch a little breather, you know, they can take a sip of water, you know, do whatever they got to do. So that's the same in wrestling, is like wrestlers taking a rest hold or something to catch their breath, you know, get their wind back.
Right.
And so, you know, the WrestleFit program, you know, is a perfect fit for haunters. And like you said, you know, the plans for, you know, in live in-person training, that's available right now. You know, we got the ring up, you know, there's haunters in the Columbus, Ohio surrounding areas. You know, we know, you know, you and I both are building the program. We know what needs to be done and to help these guys out. So, I mean, if haunters are out there now and want to come in and, you know, start building up their cardio, you know, September, October is going to be here before they know it. You know, we're already midway through March. It's going to be here before you know it. So, you know, like I said, you know, that's available now. We can get started on people now if they want. And the program, you know, that Onyx is putting together and I'm putting together, you know, it works. It's going to get their wind up. It's going to, you know, they're going to be more flexible. It's going to get them stretched out, which is definitely what I need, because I'm kind of stiff at the moment. I need to like loosen up and stretch out more and get a little more limber. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Also, I'm excited for it, and everything about this WrestleFit program, and it will fit perfectly with the haunting, you know, the haunt with your character concept, the WrestleHorror concept. And yeah, like I said, we can get them the stamina, get their stamina built up, their cardio work in, and then we can also move into the wrestling moves, you know, show them how to throw their punches, show them how to grab people by the hair, show them your neck snap, you know, routine, you know, show them all kind of stuff to build up there, how to throw people properly. You know, all the stuff that we talked about in a workshop, you know, the ring is up, it's right here behind me. You know, we can get them in there, start showing them how to make their characters more violent.
Yes, and instead of using somebody else's videos.
Right, yeah. Instead of using all those other ones, we're going to make our own. And it's going to be a real cool idea. I'm really looking forward to expanding on it more.
I am too. And I'm hoping that haunters out there in the Central Ohio area, or, you know, beyond, if you're willing to travel, we're willing to teach. I mean,
Yeah, we've already had a couple haunters come up from Cincinnati and, you know, and get in there and do some work and stuff and play around. So, you know, it's fun. It's a good time.
It is. And it you know, I'm going to mark out again because I still get tickled every time I get in the wrestling ring. I mean, to this day, I mean, it's just like I'm in a wrestling ring again. Okay, cool.
All right. Actually, there's just something about it. It's, you know, you get in there, you just get giddy and stuff, and you'll go back to your childhood memories start coming in.
Oh yeah, you know, 12-year-old me always wanted to get into a ring.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And 15-year-old me convinced my dad to buy me wrestling gear. Of course, he bought me amateur wrestling gear, not pro wrestling gear.
Right. Hey, it was a start though, huh?
Right. And just to be in a ring, I mean, the first time I stepped foot in a wrestling ring was in the New Ohio Wrestling Ring. And it was for lack of a more corny term, magical to me. It was like, wow, I'm finally standing in a wrestling ring.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the ropes feel like, and this is what the mat feels like.
Yep. Actually, I've been in and out of the business in 97, and I still get that way. Just an example, the other night, I was waiting for some wrestlers to come in to get to work out and stuff, and I was here by myself. And I just like got in the ring and I did a couple rolls and, you know, ran the ropes. And then I just like laid in the center of the ring and just stared at the ceiling. It's like, and I just kind of like laid in the ring, like, this is pretty awesome, you know? And yeah, you know, you still get those feelings and stuff.
It is, you know,
and also I was trying to do it to kind of smooths Big Dirty over. I'm trying to make her my friend so she won't hurt anybody. It's like she hasn't yet. So far so good, you know.
So far so good. I know our friend Tori has managed to make friends with Big Dirty too.
Yeah. So no injuries there so far.
So far. But the minute Big Dirty starts talking, we got a problem.
Oh yeah. Well, I think if she starts talking, I'm going to raise my prices. That's awesome. I think people would pay for that. That's what we should do. We should like put a voice box underneath it. People get in there, just like have it start talking to them, freak them out. That'd be great.
We can do that.
Yeah.
So, and we've covered quite a bit here. We've been talking about 15 or 20 minutes, and we just wanted everybody to know what's going on and why. You know, we want to get back to having the guests you want to hear. We want to get back to getting the pro wrestlers in here. We want to get back to getting the haunt and horror people in here.
Mm-hmm.
But we can only do so much at once. So we're trying to work everything together. So, you know, please stick with us because bigger things are just going to keep coming down the pike.
Oh yeah.
The Wrestle Horror. And
yeah, this is just the beginning.
Yeah. You're going to see Wrestle Horror all over the place, or Wrestle Fit, or wrestling with your character. I mean, something's going to be there. I mean, we're not going away anytime soon. We're just going to get bigger and better.
Oh yeah. No, we're ground level still. Like I said, we're 87, 88 episodes in now, 86. And this is still like ground level. We're just getting started. And now, you know, like I said, now that we got the training center, we got the ring up and all that, that just adds another element. And, you know, like I said, it's not two separate entities in my eyes. You know, the training center and New Ohio Wrestling and Wrestle Whore, that there's a method to the madness. You know, it all fits together. So, yeah, so I'm excited for it. And, you know, like I said, it all takes time. You know, sometimes you got to put something back on the back burner for a little bit and focus on another project to get that out of the way. And then you can go back to your other one. So it's kind of, you know, that one thing, you know, if you've read that book, that one thing, that's kind of what we're trying to do. So right now we're focused on getting the training center up and going, and with the unexpected move, you know, so now we got to get everything moved again, like we said. But yeah, like I said, it's going to be great. You know, it's going to take time to get everything built and up and going. So we're excited for the future. And, you know, yeah, like Jim said, just stick with us and be patient. And we're going to have more guests on, bigger and better guests as we go along. And it's going to be a great time.
It definitely is. And for those of you pro wrestlers and haunters in the Central Ohio area that are interested, you know, obviously reach out to Donnie, and maybe some of you guys could help him move soon. It takes a lot of people to move.
Right. Yeah, we had some people help us the first time, and they were great help. So I'm sure we'll get them in there.
And it takes quite a few people to move Big Dirty. So
yes, it does. She's pretty heavy. I say my shoulders were sore for a couple of days after the first move, getting her out of the garage and bringing her up here. And I was like, man, I'm getting too old for this crap.
Well, I remember helping put Dirk's ring together when we were doing the show over there in Grove City.
Yeah.
And the rings are heavy.
Oh, yeah. They ain't no joke.
And that ain't just padding underneath that mat. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
It's some good old Southern pine, isn't it?
Yeah. Yellow Southern pine and steel.
Right. Yeah. She's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But Donnie, any last comments?
No, like I said, I just wanted to get on here and this is something that I will talk to you about. I want to start just picking a little bit of the wrestle horror concept and our wrestling with your character workshop and just elaborate on it a little more and incorporate. And now, like I said, now that we got the training center up a lot, we can make a lot of sense on what we're saying and how we could, you know, show it in here and stuff. And so, yeah, we just need to elaborate a little more on each one. And like I said, we're building that online training course. It's going to be coming down the road. And, you know, I'm excited to see where this goes.
Well, I definitely see more trips to Columbus in my future. But it's sure. Okay. It's a quick 2-hour drive, and I don't mind. I don't mind coming up there at all. You know, it's...
Yep. It's always fun having you up here, for sure. Yeah, we got a guest.
Apparently, we've got a guest. dog. Anyway, with that being said, I am Meat Hook Jim. Along with Donnie Hoover, we are Wrestle Horror, and we will catch you on the next episode.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the Wrestle Horror channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.